we've had some critical moments and guys stepping up and making big plays. Obviously, Brett did a really good job today. Did a good job for Chicago. Just a lot of clutch in our DNA over here. I see a lot of guys, like I said before last week or earlier in this week, it's not in our DNA to give up. So it wasn't looking like it was in our favor late in the fourth there, but continue to fight and get it done.
What do you see from Hundley, especially that you talk about clutch? He made some plays at the end of last week's game, too.
Yeah.
Tonight's game.
I just think that those clutch situations, you know, when it calls for somebody to step and make a play, that's what kind of brings out the best in him. You can see it in his eye, you can see it in the huddle. Commands the huddle really well in those situations, and to be a young guy, it's real impressive to see that.
Can you walk me through your time touchdown and the winning touchdown?
Well, I got a good release off of 30 on the first one, and Brett threw a great ball back shoulder over there, and it looked easy because it was easy to get based on the ball and the placement where he put it. So, and then the second one, really a play to try to get us closer in field goal range, and broke a tackle and saw the end zone. So I had to burst and hit it.
High knees like Aaron did in Dallas?
Yeah, not quite like my first one. I had one on the other side, but I think 43 or somebody got me by the feet, so I said I couldn't let that happen again.
Devontae, if Aaron comes back next week and you got three wins with Brett as your quarterback, what do you think that says about the job that he did in the interim?
He did a great job. It's no easy task. It doesn't matter who's filling in for 12. It's no easy task to step in there and get the job done, especially when everybody's used to seeing it done a certain way and at a certain level. He had a lot of pressure on him so far. So, obviously we don't know exactly what's going to happen for the rest of the, next week or whenever, just for the future of this. But, I like where Brett's at, and I like his growth so far.
You guys often say a team is what its record is. What is your team? How would you describe this team this year with the ride you've been on?
Well, since I've been here, we haven't gone 16-0. It's been a rough ride. I had patches where we're losing, three, four games at a time maybe. And, it kind of says more about a team when you go through something like this and you can get out of it rather than just a smooth sailing all the time, never hitting any adversity. But for us to get that done today, it meant a lot to us.
Mike, is it the final pass, the ball didn't travel very far in the air. Were you thinking touchdown from the very start there?
Well, I'm always thinking, hopefully, getting that end zone. But in that situation, I was thinking more, cover the ball up, make sure that we didn't obviously didn't want to have any situation where somebody's coming and knocking the ball out and just secure it. But saw a little bit of room and great blocking by my teammates, so I just had to make the play.
When did you know that you had end zone right up play?
I'd say probably as soon as I put my head down. I saw there was nobody. I didn't feel anybody right on my heels. And if they were, I was digging, so I was determined to get in there.
Devontae, what happened on that? Did the guy try to headbutt you, or did he headbutt you?
Headbutt me. The ball was overthrown, and then he kind of pushed me at the end of it, and I didn't like that, so I gave him a little push. Yeah. And then the ref kind of flew in there, but I'm on their sideline. I bumped the ref a little bit, but it was nothing where I was trying to, harm him or nothing threatening. It was more I'm over in that sideline and it's a lot going on and didn't really realize who was there. Okay. And
so that
talked
was
to him.
Accidental.
No, it was definitely accidental. I talked to him even then, and I talked to him after halftime as well. So.
Mike's very aggressive. The fourth and one call, the miscommunication, that could have doomed things. What's it feel like to make the plays to have your coaches back?
You can't let the scheme be a crutch at any point. Doesn't matter what the play call is, as long as it's timing down, we have an opportunity. So obviously it's going to be frustrating when situations like that happen, but you got to bounce back and come out and make plays.